This is a true story taken from an actual medical file.
Often when I talk to people, I realize from their remarks how few of them really have any idea of what a mission doctor actually does and what kind of life he leads. Mission work is no bed of roses, and for the doctor who can stand the antiquated conditions and the incredible loneliness, it is worthwhile endeavor and plays an essential part in the development of the African and other primitive people. My story tonight concerns an old friend who has dedicated his life to this type of work. This particular account deals with some of his early experiences in overcoming the traditional hostility of the people and the all-powerful witch doctors. It's a story of an adventure into the unknown, and is typical of the more primitive parts of Africa. And I call it The Beginning.
Medical File. Factual stories of the men and women whose vigilance guards our lives. A reconstruction of clinical case histories, step by step with the doctors who were there. Medical File.
Everything's loaded up. Ready to go when you are, Mr. Dobson.
Could you put my cases in the back, Jacob? I'd hate to leave anything behind.
I put them in myself. I always check the important things myself personally. It's the only way in this country. If you want to stay alive, that is.
Right. Well, I think that's everything. Let's go, shall we?
Nothing like an early start. I'm sorry about the state of the truck. Not exactly the latest thing in transport, but at least it goes well.
Oh, it's fine, it's fine. Please don't apologize. It's very good of you to take me with you at all. Are you sure you won't let me pay at least towards the cost of the petrol, if nothing else?
Oh, no, no, no. Why should you? I'm a hunter, and this is my land for working in. Oh, I'd be traveling around these parts whether you came along or not. Anyway, it's nice to have company.
I must say, I feel far more confident being with someone who knows the region and the people.
That's probably just as well in any case. You know, the African is a strange person. He distrusts strangers, even if they are trying to help him. But once he's accepted you, he can be pretty loyal.
I hope I don't have to rely on you to get me out of trouble too often.
Oh, I'm sure you won't. The big thing is to win over the chiefs and the witch doctors. And once they've accepted you, the others will follow their lead.
But you think that may be difficult?
Depends on you, Mr. Dobson.
I suppose it does. How long will it be before we reach any villages?
Tomorrow afternoon. We have to cross over that range of mountains over there, you see it? And then travel about another 100 miles before we drop into the Lowveld. In this old bone shaker, it's quite a trip, let me tell you.
I must say, these sand roads aren't as dusty as I thought they'd be.
Well, that's because we've had some rains. They're in good shape at the moment. In 3 or 4 months, they'll be as bad as the desert. Many of these little streams, you see, will be completely dry. And the trees and bushes will only stay green where the water flows underground. We'll be coming to a small river in a few minutes.
How do we get across? Is there a bridge?
Nope, we just go straight through. Not very deep. We might see a lot of buffalo when we get there. It's a favorite watering place of theirs.
Do you shoot them?
No, I'm not a game hunter. Nope, I shoot a buck now and again when I need the meat, but crocodiles are my line. Crocodiles and snakes. It's a very lucrative field, believe me.
Are there many crocodiles, Buff?
Well, wherever you find rivers, you find crocodiles. And luckily, there are only 2 decent-sized rivers in this region. Well, but it's enough.
How do you catch them?
Well, I set a trap. A bit of meat, you know, and a wire cage which I sit on top of. And then when the old croc comes up for his supper, I give him a bullet right through the brain. You see, the crocodile never looks upwards.
See? But isn't it still rather dangerous?
No, it's all part of the business, Doc. Oh, there's the stream I told you about.
Has the engine ever stalled in the middle?
Mm-hmm. Once or twice.
But what did you do?
The same as anybody else in this part of the world. I fixed it myself.
Yeah, I can see I've got a lot to learn.
Oh, you'll soon get used to it. I'll show you a few things about an engine when we stop for the night. We'll make camp about 40 miles beyond the mountains, and I'll cook us a bit of supper. We'll be pretty hungry by then.
Mm-hmm.
just about ready now.
Oh, pass that tin plate, will you? Thank you. Well, can you manage two of these?
Yes, I think so, if you can spare them. They look marvelous. I've never felt so hungry in my life.
That's all the traveling in the open air. You can't beat it for working up an appetite. They'll be a bit hot at the moment. I should let them cool down for a moment or two, or you'll burn your mouth.
That wouldn't be a very good start. But I won't be waiting too long. I can promise you that.
There's nothing like stretching out on the warm earth at the end of the day. Tell me, Doctor, is this visit just a temporary one for you or what?
Oh, no, not at all. I hope to be able to stay here permanently, or for a number of years at least. Oh,
I see. Think you'll be traveling around all the time?
Well, I'll be making tours fairly regularly to visit the outlying villages, but once you've shown me the whole area, I hope to be able to establish a base.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere fairly central, if possible. Once I've picked a site, I start to build a small hospital.
Mm. Sounds interesting. Will you be able to afford it?
Well, the mission I'm working for will pay for it. It'll be rather primitive, I expect. They don't have very much money to spend.
It'll be a start, anyway. And 100 times better than having nothing at all. You're going to be faced with a lot of problems, you know.
Oh, I'm quite sure. Picking a suitable site is only the first one.
I don't think that'll be a problem at all. I know one village you'll probably think ideal. It's very central on fairly high ground, too, which is always an advantage. I'll take you there last after you've been to all the other villages. You'll be able to compare possibilities.
Oh, good, good. That sounds like a sensible plan to me.
Doctor, I think you'll have a far harder problem to get patients.
But I thought there was all sorts of sickness and disease down here.
Oh, there is. Now, you'll find enough malaria, bilharzia, sleeping sickness, and dysentery to keep you busy for the rest of your life. You'll probably come across quite a few others that you've never even heard of as well. But they won't let you help them until they're quite sure they trust you. That may take some time.
Oh, that's all right. I'm quite prepared to let things build up slowly. As long as I can treat a few patients, the others will come when they can see the result.
Oh, that's right. It's getting those first few that's going to be so difficult. Anyway, time to worry about that later. Your food should be about ready to eat now.
You mean I won't burn my tongue off anymore?
It'll be just right, huh? If you'd like a beer with your grub, there's a crate in the back of the truck.
Yes, I would rather. Shall I get you one?
Yes, please. You'll find them just inside, on the left, on top of the cages.
Okay, I can see them. Ah, Jacob! Jacob is a snake!
Don't move. Stay absolutely still.
Is it poisonous?
Now, don't talk. Don't move. Stay quite still. Try not to breathe hard.
I just want him to rear up a little higher before I shoot. Or you might get hit by a ricochet off the side of the truck.
But if he rears up, that means you can distract him.
Yeah, you just trust me, Doctor. That's all you've got to do.
And that's the end of you.
Oh, you got it. I don't think I've ever been so scared before. What have you missed?
At this range, I never miss, Doctor. This is my job, remember.
What kind of snake was it?
Black mamba. Nasty piece of work, but the skin will get a good price. I'll see to it after supper. Oh, here are the beers. Come on.
Oh, I don't feel as hungry as I did.
Come on, man. Eat up. You'll get your appetite back.
Yes, I expect so.
We'd better make an early start in the morning. There's a lot of visiting to do before you even start to get an idea of the setup down here. And that means a lot of driving. We'll need all the rest we can get.
All the roads is bumpy, is this?
Oh, it varies. Depends on which part of the land we're in.
That last chief seemed very friendly.
Yeah, but he's a bit unpredictable, that one. You soon get to know his different moods.
Hot. How many more have we got to visit? I've lost count already. I don't even know what day it is.
Oh, just two more. Then I'll take you to the one I told you about. I think you'll find it's an ideal site for your hospital. We'll spend the night there anyway. Well, Doctor, this village is called Isanjlovo, the place of the elephants. There are about, 10,000 Africans in this region, and about 2,000 of them stay here. Apart from the fact that the most important chief in the region lives here, there's a river about 3 miles away. Which means that a lot of people will be able to get to you easily by canoe, eh?
Yeah, that sounds perfect. Seems the obvious place.
If you build on this particular spot, you'll be able to overlook the village, and everyone coming here will be able to see the hospital. Also, the nearest crawl is about half a mile away, which will give you some kind of privacy. Well, what do you think?
I think the next time I'm looking for anything, I'll come and ask you straight away.
There is a snag, however, Doctor. Your mission won't be able to buy this land because it's in a native reserve. You'll have to talk to the chief and ask him to give it to you. That may not be easy. If you fail, there's nothing we can do about it.
Jacob introduced Ted Dobson to Chief Barcelloni, who listened gravely to their request for land before summoning his counselors. Just as the African sun was going down, the two white men were called back into the chief's hut.
Well, have you reached a decision?
We have not reached any decision so far. I am not unwilling to part with a piece of land. But before I do, you will have to convince me further that your presence here will be good for my people.
But I've explained to you already that...
Doctor, you must be patient with them. Whatever you do, don't try and rush things.
Perhaps the white man will explain what he can do that our old doctors cannot do.
Certainly. I'd be glad to.
Who's that?
That's Dudunzi, the senior counselor. Get him on your side and the battle's half won.
I'm sure that your own doctors are very good, but they do not know of all the latest discoveries and medicines. If you let me build a hospital and work here, you and your people will have the benefit of all these new things which help to prevent sickness and death.
There have always been sick people in the tribe. Some become healthy again and others die. That is the way of the world. Can the white man prove to us that there will be less sickness and less death in the country if they come to work here?
Oh,
you said before that you have the blessing of the native commissioner.
That is so.
But what good has his department ever done for my people? We see their people only when there is something one for us to do. Earlier in the year, it was taxes, and now it is a piece of land. When will they do something for our people?
Well, it's really nothing to do with me. But I know that the Native Affairs Department always has the welfare of your people in mind. Now, some of the money collected in taxes has been used this year and in previous years to build wells, sink boreholes, and build dipping tanks for the cattle. Does the tribe not remember how the cattle used to become sick and die before those tanks had been built?
The tall one is speaking the truth. The dipping tanks have done much good.
Now I have come to the country to help the people in their illness. Just as the animals died before help came, so the people even now are dying. Will you turn down the help I offer?
What will the hospital cost my people?
The hospital will cost the tribe nothing. The mission and the government between them will provide the money for the building. Any of your tribesmen who help will be paid for their work. In exchange for a small piece of land which you do not need, you will receive a hospital which you do need.
Do you think that's done the trick?
I shouldn't think so. You sounded very convincing to me, but it probably doesn't mean a thing to them.
The chief asks if you will wait outside again.
Very well. Just as you wish.
What does this mean? Why do they want us to wait outside again?
Probably so they can argue amongst themselves. They don't like to do it in front of the white men, especially when they're in council.
If they're arguing, it may be a good sign.
Maybe, as long as they don't get too heated. Once that happens, they'll throw the idea out, no matter what they think. You know, Doc, it's so difficult to get through to them. You can talk all night, but they can't really visualize what you're saying.
That's it. Visualize. I've got my projector in the back of the truck and some slides of the mission school at Alanga. Those pictures will show them what it had been taking me hours to try and say.
Yeah, but remember, there's no electricity here.
Well, that's all right. I've got an adapter. We can pull the truck over by the hut and run it off the battery.
Oh, Doc, I believe you've got something there. And if that doesn't convince them, we might as well pack up.
And here you see the same person about to leave the hospital after the operation. As you can see, she's standing completely unaided. And this is the girl you saw earlier with the skin disease. And you can see it is all gone. And this last picture is a view of the hospital itself. I'm afraid those are all the pictures that I have.
If you come to build a hospital, will you bring the magic box as well?
Yes, I will. Of course I will. And many more pictures besides.
These the people we have seen on the white window. Are they real and live people who walk about the country today?
They most certainly are.
What did these people say when their hospital was to be built?
They thought themselves lucky to be getting one.
Oh. Will the doctor be able to help our people the same way if we give the mission the land they want?
I will do all the things you have seen on the pictures. And when the hospital is finished, I will try to do even better things.
Oh.
With help, any diseases can be cured and many, many lives can be saved. This help we now want to bring to this country.
This is a good thing. You may have the land and you may build this hospital.
No, we do not need a white man here.
I have spoken. Our decision has been made, Naomi.
Doctor, he's a local witch doctor. We're lucky he's only just come.
The witch doctor has for many years been the doctor of the people here, and we will continue to be the doctor. I know that the white man can set the broken bones and heal wounds very well. But complaints inside the person's body are due to evil spirits, and these can only be dealt with by the witch doctor.
I do not wish to quarrel with you. I realize that you have been here for a very long time. The people must choose for themselves to whom they want to take their diseases.
They will not come to you.
Well, maybe at first only a few...
They will never come to you.
In spite of the witch doctor's threats, Ted Dobson went ahead with his plans. He made several trips to the city in order to take care of the financial and administrative details. And finally, work on the new hospital began.
Oh, it's a slow business, isn't it? I haven't even finished the foundation trenches yet. I think I'll go and help dig.
Hey, what are you doing? Doctors don't dig trenches.
Well, this one does. There we are. Another three rows and we'll have the frame up.
I hope the doctor is as good at medicine as he is at making buildings.
Doctor? Doc, I'm afraid I have to go. I've got some urgent business to attend to.
How long will you be away?
About 8 weeks. You should be nearly finished by the time I get back.
Finished? I'll be open for business long before then.
I see you, Doctor.
I see you, Dadanzi. Come and sit on the stoop. It's a beautiful evening.
I cannot stay too long. The building is very fine.
There's still a lot of equipment to arrive. A large house and 10 beds don't make a hospital.
It is a great thing that the doctor has come to our country to help us, and that he has knowledge of many things, especially the treatment of disease. I'm pleased you are here.
Thank you, Dadanzi. So nice of you. I wish your people all felt the same way. Apart from a few minor injuries caused by the building operations, I haven't had a single patient yet.
They are frightened to come here.
But why? They have seen the pictures I took. The medicine is good.
It's not the medicine that they are frightened of. It is Leomi. They are afraid that he will place a curse on them if they come here.
I don't know. To get so far and then be beaten by prejudice and superstition.
I have tried to speak to Leomi, but he does not listen. I think he knows he is wrong, because sometimes there is a troubled look upon his face, yes.
I realize he'll lose money if the patients come here.
He does not need money. Among the Africans, he's a wealthy man. It is because it does not want to lose their respect.
Isn't there anything else I can possibly do to convince him that he's wrong?
You are from the mission, Doctor. You must pray.
What's that? Who's out there? I'm coming. Just a minute. Who's there? Why are you hiding in the shadows?
It is I, Naomi.
Yes? What do you want?
I'm very sick.
I can see that. I suppose you want me to help you. I'm not sure whether I want to. After all, you've been frightening everyone else away, haven't you?
Only for the own good.
Then why have you come to me now?
Evil spirit, which has given me pain. I cannot move it. I have tried for a long time.
You'd better come inside and leave those sticks and bones on the steps.
No. I cannot come in.
Put them down. You're not bringing them into my hospital. You won't do as I say. I'm going back to bed. Well, have it your own way. That's better. You're being sensible at last. Now, come on. Let me see. And where's the pain?
It is just here.
Yes. You see? Yes. Abdomen. Well, I'm not surprised. That's just about the biggest hernia I've ever seen. This means an operation, straight away.
Can you make it better?
Yes, I can. But I'm only going to do so if you promise to stop frightening people away from the hospital. Will you give me your word?
I will stop.
Doc, wake up. It's 9 o'clock.
Hello, Jacob. Have you just got back?
Yes, I drove all night. What the devil's going on here?
Why? What's the matter?
Well, they told me back in the last village you weren't getting any patients at all. And I arrived this morning and there's a queue halfway around the hospital.
Queue?
Mm-hmm.
Good gracious. They must have heard that Naomi's in here.
What? A witch doctor? But how on earth did he get him?
He came to see me in the middle of the night with a very bad hernia. I suppose they think that if it's safe enough for him to come, it must be safe for them as well.
Well, I'm darned. When your worst enemy becomes your first patient.
And that was why I called this story The Beginning. Because since that night, Ted Dobson's little hospital has gone from strength to strength. Ted Dobson always visits me when he's passing through, and he has a great fund of intriguing and entertaining stories.
Medical File, the documented story of the men and women who in hospitals, research centers, and lonely surgeries guard our lives. Listen again next week for another true story from Medical File.